Om Shanti. Today is 23rd July 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on the day of the Satguru. And we will now listen to Baba's message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Satguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reached the subtle region, what did I see there? There was a revolving image of a variety of colors that was spreading all around. It was a lovely scene. Baba was standing at a distance and observing this and smiling. These rays of light then reached Baba and took the form of a beautiful garland. There were different garlands and Baba was looking at each one. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, "Child, did you see what this is?" I said, "Yes, Baba, it seems to be a play of different lights, a dance of different colored lights." So Baba said, "No, this is not just that. This is symbolic of Baba's love, of the children's love, the children's sweet conversations that they've been having with the father, which have reached Baba. From the time of Amrit Vela, the children have been having very sweet conversations with Baba. And looking at the children's love, Baba is very happy. The children have been making a number of promises and they were sharing with Baba many different plans for service." Baba then said, "Come children." And as Baba said this, Baba invoked the children. And I saw that many, many brothers and sisters got emerged in front of Baba. There was a very beautiful bracelet type. And this went around each one's hand. Very beautiful light was spreading out from this bracelet. So Baba then asked, "Why has Baba given the children this bracelet today?" The children are making many different kinds of promises in front of Baba. They're presenting Baba different kinds of plans. Baba is pleased to see the zeal, enthusiasm and efforts of the children. So Baba wants to apply a stamp on these children's happiness, and this is why he is making the children wear this bracelet of your promises. Never forget the promises you've made in front of Baba and stay firm on these promises. So the bracelet that was around each one's hand, on it was written, "Baba is my companion. Baba's hand is in my hand. Baba is always with the children." But sometimes the children tell Baba, "Where are you, Baba? Why is Baba not speaking to me?" So you forget the companionship of the father and you experience loneliness. Secondly, Baba said, Baba is holding on to your hand and he's making you progress at every step. No matter what situation or circumstance comes in front of you, Baba takes hold of each child's hand and takes them across every situation. Today the children have come to Baba. They've come to meet the father. So let's see where Baba is going to take you. So the children got excited that Baba was going to take them on a tour. So Baba was moving ahead and the children were following Baba in a large crowd, large group. The children were very, very happy that Baba is taking us on a tour. So they first reached a mountain. Baba told the children, come, climb the mountain. So some children started to climb the mountain, some stopped in midway. Baba then explained, the destination of this path of knowledge is very, very high, so always maintain a very elevated stage. And when the children stabilized themselves in an elevated stage, they were able to go fly up to the top of the mountain. Baba then showed the children a scene of the entire world from this high point of the mountain. On one hand, there were natural calamities, the upheaval in nature. In some areas, there were like large, high-level waves. Some places, there was a lot of darkness. Some places, storms. Baba explained that Baba has already told the children about the circumstances that are to come. Anything can happen at any time, anywhere. So in order to cross over all these situations, are you ready? So the children say, yes, Baba, we are ready to cross over these situations. So Baba said, okay, Baba is going to check whether you are ready. Baba then gave all the children a flower. There were different kinds of petals on this flower. And there was a diamond or a pearl on each petal. As Baba gave each child this flower, for some, only one diamond on one petal was shining. For others, two, some three diamonds. For some children, three diamonds on their flower was sparkling. So Baba then asked, why are all the diamonds not sparkling on your flowers? So the children said, Baba, we don't know. Baba then explained, Baba has already bestowed all the children with the gift of all spiritual powers. But what do the children do? Sometimes they use one power at a time and they let go of the other. Sometimes they use two powers and they forget the rest. So whenever any situation or circumstance comes in front of the children, then they start calling out to Baba, Baba, help us. So what do the children need to do? The children have to use all the eight powers all together, simultaneously. Sometimes the children only serve through the mind, they give sakash to the five elements, to nature. But while you do that, then Maya comes in different forms to you. So in order to cross over all these different kinds of problems or circumstances, Baba always says, make all the eight powers your companions and practice each power from time to time. And then no matter what situation comes in front of you, whatever exam or test paper comes in front of you, Baba has already told you that anything can happen anytime. So Baba is always with the children, but Baba has already also given you children the powers in the form of weapons. And so you have to practice using these powers as a gathering from time to time. At the confluence age, Baba has made you children self-sovereigns. And so, a self-sovereign always has all powers with them. They wear the crown of all powers and they wear the bracelet of all powers at all times. And so, you children have to practice this. Through this, you will remain light and you will never be scared in any situation. You will cross over the situation as though it was nothing. You will always experience yourselves as being victorious. All of my children are victorious jewels. Baba is very happy to see all of his victorious jewels. Baba smiled and spread out his arms and was showering a lot of love on the children. And once again, Baba showed that flower with the diamonds sparkling on each petal. And as though all the powers came in front and were bowing down in front of the Brahmin children and saying, the powers were telling the children that we will always follow your orders. You just have to order us and we are ever ready to come and serve. So Baba said, when the powers, the spiritual powers are ready to serve, you children also have to make the lesson of ever ready very, very firm. Stabilize yourselves in this form. You are those who are going to claim the rights in the future world, but even now, use all your powers, be that self-sovereign and continue to move ahead. You are victorious jewels. Victory and success are your birthright. Baba then gave drishti once again to everyone. And once again, Baba showed that flower and said, pay attention to this. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to each child himself. There were some children who had offered special bhog to Baba. I gave those remembrances to him. Baba. Baba emerged all the souls in front of him. And whatever thoughts the children had sent to Baba, through Baba's drishti, Baba gave each child a blessing. Baba then said, remain carefree. Baba is with you. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.